It's always good to see you all. Well, I had a question for you all this morning. Can you picture in your mind, maybe you've seen them before, but do you know what an orange looks like? Have you eaten an orange before? Or maybe a grape? You've seen grapes before? Or even figs? Maybe not figs. I'm not so sure about figs. Well, this morning's Bible passage is about a gardener, a man, who planted a fig tree. And the passage says, a certain man had planted a fig tree in his vineyard. And he came seeking fruit on it and found none. None. So can you imagine an orange tree with no oranges? Or a grapevine with no grapes? Or a fig tree with no figs? And he said to the vine dresser, the vineyard manager, "Behold, these 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree and found none." And then he says something really surprising. He said, "Cut it down. Cut it down. Why does it waste the soil?" Oh my. Okay. He's tired of waiting, isn't he? He's tired of waiting. He wants some fruit. But I want you to think about that. Oranges are a wonderful fruit. They contain lots of vitamins and minerals for us, vitamin C as we know, and they're really tasty. I love oranges. And orange juice, yeah. And I want you to think about grapes, right? Grapes, I love grapes, especially if they're cut up in chicken salad. That's good stuff. Yeah, I hear the, right? But this gardener came in to care for this tree, right? And he said, let's not cut it down. Let's give it one more year. Let's give it another chance. One more year, one more growing season, right? Let's be patient and wait on the fig tree to see if it will produce some fruit. And what he did with that is he convinced the gardener. He said, each of us, each one of us, you and me and all of us have a purpose, right? Each of us have a purpose. God has given us a purpose to bear fruit in God's time. Sometimes we get impatient. We get impatient with our parents. We get impatient with our school friends and our work friends, with our family, right? But it helps for us just to take a deep breath sometimes. Just take a deep breath and give it some more time, right? So let's try that. Would you try that with me? Let's just take a deep breath, right? And then let our shoulders down from our ears and just give it some more time, right? Okay, so that's what I want you to think about this week, is being patient. Being patient and waiting. That's hard to do, but you can do it with God's help. Will you pray with me? Oh, gracious one, we give you thanks for the gift of today. We give you thanks for the fruit that we see, and most especially for the fruit that may go unnoticed. Help us to see what it is that you are growing in our garden. Remind us that you are with us always, and help us to have patience with you and you and you and you. And everybody says, amen. Good to see you all this week.